Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Walking in the Light Ministries. I am your host, Pastor Herbert Graham, and truly this is today that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, my brothers and sisters, and I am happy and excited to be with you once again. You know, I am glad about that I'm amongst the living and not live amongst the dead. Truly, it is a blessing to have one more day that we can praise our God. Oh, this is exciting times that we're living in, times that we should be looking up because our redemption draws nigh. I'm going to welcome you to this beautiful ministry that God has placed in our care to speak truth in love, not with no motives, but just to tell you the truth of the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to give you insight, wisdom, and discernment upon the things of God. You know, many places you go today, beloved, you don't get truth. Many places you go today, you don't even get love. But we here at Walking in the Light Ministry will give you truth and love with no motives. Oh, I want to just thank you for joining me on today for this topic that we're about to soon get into. And beloved, I'm going to take my time with this because this, I believe, is very important to the body of Christ. Because many think that they're operating in faith and in reality, they are nowhere near operating in faith. They're operating in their flesh and not in faith. The message on today is faith that pleases God. You know, we can all raise the question within ourselves, is my faith walk pleasing in the eyes of God? Am I really walking by faith and not by sight? Is my faith at a level that where it can continue and continue to grow and grow and grow and be stronger in God rather than a faith that is being weakened by the world and have fallen away from God? The Bible tells us that God has dealt all of us a measure of faith. So before we get into the word tonight, we're going to open up with a brief word of prayer. Let us look to the Lord by faith and pray. Gracious Father, we come now to give you glory, honor, and all praise. Father God, we want to thank you for this opportunity to just be able to read your word, to hear your word, to receive your word, and to give you glory for your word. Father, we ask you right now that you open up our understanding that we may understand the things that are pertaining to you. Father, how can a man know you unless you reveal yourself unto him? So, Father, we ask you tonight to reveal yourself to my brothers and my sisters and even unto myself the things you will have us to know about you. And, Father, we want to thank you. The Bible says, yeah, the Spirit searches the things of God, the deep things. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the deep things of God. And, Father, we want to thank you on this evening. And right now, we serve notice to Satan and his demons. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Every evil deed, every evil plan, every evil work that you're trying to come up against this assignment of on this day, the Lord rebuke you. And we claim the victory in Jesus Christ's name, because it is in him we live and we move and we have our being. And we thank you on today, Father, for giving us that victory only in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. We thank you for that. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you have your Bibles on today, we're going to ask you to turn over with me to the Gospel of James, the book of James. It's in the New Testament. The book of James. It is right before 1 Peter and right after Hebrews. And when you found your place in the book of James, I'm going to ask you to look at the second chapter in the book of James. Turn, if you will, James chapter 2. And our scripture reading will be coming out of that chapter. James chapter 2. You know, in the paragraph on this lesson on tonight, that faith that pleases God, we find that faith is something that we operate in every day. Whether we know it or not, yet many of us don't pay attention to what we say or do, only when our back is against the wall, so to speak. Then we want to focus in on what's going on with us. Some people use their faith like a meter or a scale, up 1 minute, down the next. Faith is something that God has given us to operate in and to be stable, and not to be unstable. Excuse me. Join me as I discuss this on this topic of faith. Join me today as we discuss this about faith. In James chapter 2, we're going to be reading at the 14th verse. James chapter 2 and verse 14. Here James is talking about faith. And James, it reads as follows. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by work and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and set them and set them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Beloved brothers and sisters, tonight we have just read to you James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. And tonight, today, whenever this morning, whenever you are listening to this message, we're talking about faith that pleases God. James is giving us an illustration of how faith works. The Bible tells us that God has dealt every man a measure of faith. That means God has given you faith whether you operate in it or not. That faith is in you to grow, if you will, exercise your faith. And for many of us, we don't even acknowledge the faith that God has given us. Many of us, we just go about today or about our journey or about our life as, you know, que sera, sera. It will be what it will be. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And many today are living their life in this manner. Many today don't acknowledge the faith, my Lord, that God has put inside of them. See, the essence of faith consists in believing and receiving what God has revealed and may be defined as that trust in the God of the scriptures and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent, which receives, we receive him. Our essence of faith, our foundation of faith must be based upon the word of God. If you have your faith in any other thing other than the word of God, that doesn't please God. Your faith must be in the word of God. The Bible says faith come by hearing and by hearing the word of God. See, our faith is both spiritual and practical. Our faith connects us to a holy God. But our faith is also demonstrated in this earthly realm that we live in. And you and I have to discern the two. We have to know how to walk by faith and not by sight. We have to know when we are walking by faith and not by sight. You see, you can only walk by faith when you trust God. Listen to me, beloved brothers and sisters on today. You must trust God and in his word in order to walk by faith. And when you walk by faith, you're walking in a way that pleases God. James was telling us over here that what does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith and he does and does not have works, can faith save him? If a brother, and then he gives this illustration about a brother and a sister that's being naked or destitute of daily food. In other words, in today and times that you and I live in, James is talking about maybe a homeless person that we see from day to day or night to night. That someone may be hungry of food or naked. And one of you said to him, depart in peace and be warm and filled, but you do not give him the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? If you see a homeless person out there and they actually, please help me, I'm hungry, can you help me get something? And you have the resources to help them, and if you turn your back on them, you say, I'll go to somebody else. I don't have time. Go to Go to somebody else. I'm too busy right now. But you have the resources to help them. They came to you in faith, believing that you will help them, but yet you turn your back on them and send them somewhere else. See? And James was giving us that illustration that that's not how faith works. Faith doesn't work like that. He says, thus, verse 17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Our faith must have works attached to it. Now, I said to you earlier that faith is both spiritual and practical. And when we talk about faith must have work, that doesn't mean you go out there and try to do it without God's help. That's not walking by faith. See, when you walk by faith, my brothers and my sisters, when you're walking by faith, you're first doing what Matthew 6:33 says, which it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. See, when you put God in his proper place in your life and you seek him for the things that's concerning your life, God would allow you to move in that direction to allow those things to come to pass in your life. Oh, you need to hear me on tonight. You need to hear me on today. You need to hear me this morning. You see? See, we go to God for everything we need. We pray and ask the Father. Because you know why we pray and we ask the Father? Because one thing about that, God, where we are not complete, God is complete. See? Where we have lack in our life, in God, there is no lacking. Hear me, beloved brothers and sisters. Hear me on this message that when there is lack in your life, there is no lack in God. See? You may be one that needs some food in your refrigerator. God can make it happen. You may be one that needs a healing in your body. Beloved, God can make it happen. You see? You may be one in need of a financial miracle. Beloved, God can make it happen. The Bible says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory. When my faith is in him. If I need something, oh, hear me, beloved brothers and sisters. God got it. I'm going to say that again. If I need something, God got it. See? And we have to know that when we come to him, whatever the need may be, I don't care what it is, whatever the need may be, God can supply that need. See, we're talking about faith that pleases God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, Jesus was telling them, say, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Now, do you believe that today? That with God, all things are possible. Yeah, but you don't understand. Pastor, you don't understand. The doctor said there was nothing they could do for me. The doctor said they can't heal me of this. I said, with God, all things are possible. Yeah, but you don't understand. They said they're coming to foreclose me out of my home. I said, with God, all things are possible. Yeah, but you don't know what they've done to me. With God, all things are possible when you have the faith to believe. See, we're not dealing with a God that has limited sources. We're dealing with a God that has everything in his hand, unlimited sources. We're dealing with the God of miracles. To us, it is a miracle. But to him, it's just who he is. If he said it, shall not he perform it? Because whatever he says has to come to pass. Whatever he do will accomplish that thing from which he does it. See? And we have to have the faith that pleases God. We have to have faith to say that God, you is God. And God in you, everything is complete. And God in you, there is no lack. See? God is our ultimate perfection. God is the root cause of every good thing. Are you listening to me, my brothers and my sisters, on today? Many of us have allowed our faith to waver like the sea. We're back and forth. One minute we say we believe in God, and next minute we don't know if there is a God. Because we look at the circumstances and not look at the Creator who could do something about the circumstances. When Jesus was here on this earth, Jesus demonstrated to mankind what God is, who God is, and what God can do, and how much God loves his creation. And nothing that was presented before Jesus that Jesus could not handle, because Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. Jesus had power from on high from the Father to demonstrate the power of the Father in this earth. The Son was demonstrating the power of the Father. You see? And we have to have faith that pleases God. Many of us operating in works. Yes, our works. We think we're operating in faith, but we're operating in works. We're trying to do this without God's help. We believe what man says more than what we believe what the Word of God says. See? And we can't do that. When you go to God and you ask God for something, you got to believe. The Bible says over there in Hebrews that he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Beloved, what I'm trying to share with you on this day is that God would not hold no good thing from me. Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm racking in my body, and this pain is overbearing, and I don't think God hear my prayer, and I'm just getting tired, I'm trust in the Lord with all your might and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Don't let your faith get weak. Allow your faith to stay strong in him. You see, I'm reminded of the story of Abraham. See, Abraham. Relationship to God was one of complete acceptance. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. And at that moment that Abraham believed God, the Bible says God counted it as righteousness unto Abraham. God pronounced Abraham righteousness the moment he believed. And I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about, my brother and my sister. Turn over in your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 15 right quickly. Genesis chapter 15, first book of the Bible, chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1 says, "And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless?" Okay, now let's break this down a little bit. Now God appeared unto Abram and said, "I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward." And Abraham said, "Okay, if you're my shield and my exceeding great reward, I don't have no children. I don't have no children. Said, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus." He said, if I die, Lord, right now, Eliezer is going to be inherit my inheritance. And then in verse 3 it says, And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir." See, God can take nothing and birth something. Oh, did you hear me, beloved? God can take nothing and birth something. Why? Because he's the God who birthed miracles. He's the God who starts something out of nothing. Just read Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. Just read it. See? God can take nothing and birth something. See? And your body is showing that you are racking with pain, but God can birth healing in your body and come up and heal that situation and override that pain. And your bank account may be a negative number, a minus zero number, showing that you all in the red, and God can put you back in the black if you just trust him. See, God don't want you trusting in the healing. God don't want you trusting in the finances. God wants you trusting in him. See, he was showing Abram right here that I can birth a child through your loins that will come through your wife, and I will birth him unto you. Abram at the time was asking God for some heirs to his inheritance. And God told him, the Bible says in verse 4, "And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord." You hear what that says, beloved? Say, Abram believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Abram simply believed God, and it was counted unto Abram for righteousness. See, God was showing Abram that because he is God and there is no other like him, he can birth something out of nothing. What do you need God to birth in your life today? Do you have the faith to believe that God can birth it in your life today? Or do you think God is God is a God that is limited and can't do certain things? See, you have to have faith that would not waver when it comes to dealing with God. And the problem that a lot of us have when having faith that we're supposed to have in God is we don't have the patience to wait on us. We don't have the patience to wait on God. See, God is not moved by your emotions. God is not moved by your tears. God is moved by your faith. Your faith will move God. And when you allow your faith to work, God will move. Now, let's break Genesis chapter 15 down a little bit more. We know that that God told Abram that he was going to have, he's going to birth his own heir from his own loins. Did it happen that same day? No. Did it happen the next day? No. Did it happen the next week? Nope. Did it happen the next month? Nope. Did it happen the next year? Nope. But it happened. It happened. It happened. How did it happen? Abram had the faith to wait. My body, oh, help me, Lord, may be giving me pain right now today, but I'm believing God for more healing. My finances may be looking rough today, but I'm believing God for more breakthrough. My marriage may be in shambles today, but I'm believing God for the wholeness. My children may be acting up today, but I'm believing God that they're going to get in line with God and do what is right. You see? And what I'm trying to show you is that you cannot allow your faith to waver, but you got to stay strong in your faith like Abraham was. You got to trust in God. And if you believe God from day one, when he tell you he's going to do it for you, you believe God in day one, you do not waver from that promise, but you stand on the word of God. Let me ask you this, my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm going to ask you this one question, and you be honest with yourself, because God is listening to your heart. Do you believe God loves you? In your heart of hearts, do you believe God loves you? Wow. Now, if you believe God loves you, why can't you have faith to trust him? Why can't you have faith to wait on him? See? When you say you trust him, God is watching you. How you act in certain situations. How you carry yourself when your body is racking in pain. Are you one that always complain about the pain? Or do you say, Lord, this pain is bothering me now, but I thank you that you're going to heal me from this pain. See, you get your mind off of the pain and you get your mind on the one who can do something about the pain. You looking at your bank account, and your bank account is telling you all sorts of things. Oh, you got more month than you have finances. It's the middle of the month, and already your bank account is in the red. And you got two more weeks of month to go, wondering how you're going to pay your bill. But my God is able. Our God is able. He's able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What is that power that worketh in us? It is His Holy Spirit that's worked in us, that's muster up and strengthen the faith in us if we allow it to touch a holy God. See, God is always moving. God is always performing miracles, signs, and wonders. See? The Bible says that after the word has been preached, miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow. When you take the word of God and you read the word of God, my brothers and sisters, and you preach that word of God to yourself by reading it unto yourself, and you're ministering it back unto the Lord. The Bible calls us ministers of His. And when we read His word, we're ministering the word back unto Him. We're giving up an offering unto Him. We're giving up a sacrifice unto Him when we read His word. You see? Now, if I'm reading His word and I'm believing what His word says, miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow. See? Breakthroughs shall follow. Deliverance shall follow. If I'm looking for salvation today, Romans over there tell me, say, what saith nigh thee? That the word is even in thy mouth. The word of faith which we preach. See, that word is already there. That word is there. Galatians 3 and verse 11 says, the just shall live by faith. Not faith in themselves, but faith in the Lord. And Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, the Bible tells, God was telling Israel, say, Moses was telling Israel, say, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. See, when you put your faith in the one Lord, when you trust in, when you rely upon, when you remain steadfast to the Lord, that keeps your faith in a place that pleases Him. Whether it takes 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, or how many years, you trust God. You trust God. And don't let nobody deter you from your faith walk in Him. You trust God in all that you say and you do. And let no man take you from that. Let no man, James was telling them, say, if I have faith and have not works, which one do you have today? Do you have faith today? Or are you operating by your works? You see? See, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. See? My faith in God will line up with my works. Because the wonderful thing about walking with God, beloved, and when you walk by faith, God will show you what steps to take. It will come to you in such a way, and as you begin to walk, it will be like discernment came into your spirit. And as you begin to walk in that direction, you begin to see that thing you're believing for is getting closer and closer and closer until it manifests itself in your life. It's just that simple. Faith is a walk. And it's walking is an action word. When you're walking, you're taking steps. You're not standing still. See? Now, physically, on the outside, it looks like I'm not doing nothing. But spiritually, I'm trusting God every day. Every day, I'm trusting God more and more for what I need God to do in my life. And with some of us, because we haven't seen it happen in 1 week, we ready to give up. We ready to throw in the towel. We are ready to say, oh, this faith doesn't work. How could you tell God what he has given you, it doesn't work? You telling God who has given you a measure of faith that faith doesn't work. It doesn't work, beloved, for you because you don't understand how faith operates. And when Jesus walked amongst the people of his day during that time, Jesus told them to have faith in God. Why Jesus would tell them to have faith in God if there wasn't anything such as faith? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, I'm hoping for something that has not manifested itself in my life yet. If it already, that's like if I was thirsty and I was had the faith to believe, I got to get me a cup of cold water. You see? See? And if I'm believing by faith to have a cup of cold water to quench my thirst, but I don't have it yet, by faith, I'm going to move in a direction to get me that cup of water by faith. Now, if I got the cup of water already sitting in front of me, I don't need faith to ask God to give me a cup of water because the water is before me. See? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's how you and I have to walk with God. Our faith must be totally trusting and relying totally upon him. Totally upon him. Abram believed God. And later on, we found that Abram, what he was believing God for, an heir, God produced, gave him that child. Not only did God give him one child, but Abraham, the child that God promised Abram was Isaac. But before Isaac came, Abraham had an Ishmael. See? Abraham knew what the promise was. But Abraham thought he had helped God by trying to work it out and not waiting and trusting on God. And because he did that, he created an Isaac instead of, created an Ishmael instead of an Isaac. See, God wants the best for you. He wants the best to give you, but you have to wait on him. When you try to work it out yourself, you're going to always mess it up. But if you wait on God, God will show you the steps to take to make that thing perfect in your life. Because why? He is a God of perfection. And all he can give you, all he can show you, all he can demonstrate to you is who he is. That is perfection. That's why when God blesses you with something, when God blesses me with something, the Bible says that when God blesses us with something, it is good. The blessings of the Lord make it you rich and add it no sorrow. Not necessarily rich in material resources, but rich in your soul. You have joy and peace because God has blessed you with this, and it won't bring sorrow to you. But when we try to go out there and try to make it happen, that thing will bring sorrow to us. We will find we will be receiving papers of they want to foreclose on our home because we went out there without God's consent and got in debt that was over our head. Or we allow ourselves to go down a path and sign a contract that God wasn't would not agree to allowing us to sign. Or we go out and buy a car that we can't afford, only to find that the repo truck is coming to a repo because it was something that we couldn't afford at that season in our life. But if you wait on God, God always does things in perfection. Just look at his creation. Just look how he made man. He made man in his perfection. You say, yeah, but man is sinning against God. God made man in his perfection. God gave man perfection when God made man. Then God gave man the right to choose. Gave man a free will. It wasn't God who sinned against his creation. It was his creation who sinned against him. Because God didn't want man to be a robot. So he gave him the right to choose. You choose. You got my discernment in it, and you... At the time, you got my perfection in you. You choose. And a man at that time in the garden would have only followed the ways of God, he would have still been walking in perfection until this day. But man chose to do it away from God because man was listening to a source that was not of God. And that's how some of us will find ourselves. We will find ourselves listening to sources that's not of God. And it will lead us down a path that is not godly. A path of danger. A path of heartache. A path of discontentment. A path of sorrow and pain. But if you follow God, God will give you a path that's full of love. And full of joy and full of peace. Regardless of what's going on around your life, God can give you peace in the midst of that storm if you follow him, if you have the faith to follow him. Faith that pleases God is faith that remains steadfast in God. No matter what the outcome is, I'm going to trust Lord. Job said, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Do you hear that, beloved? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told the king, said, oh, king, if we die in this fire, it's not that our God can't deliver us, but we're going to still trust him. King looked in there and found out there was not only three in there, but four. And the fourth one, the word of God said, that the king said, look like the Son of Man walking around in the midst of the fire. What fires are in your life today that you need Jesus Christ to walk around in the midst of? Whether it's in your body, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your home, dealing with your relatives, whatever it may be, what fire, or your coworkers on your job, what fire in your life is going on that you need Jesus to walk around in the midst of? Do you have faith to believe that he's able and can do something about that situation? Do you believe that he can burst something out of nothing? Because if you got a fire in your life, you pretty much got nothing. Because if there's a fire, that means it's being consumed. If there's a fire in your life, that means something in your life that's on fire is being burnt up. And you know that when something is on fire and it is being burnt up, after the fire goes out, there's nothing but ashes. And when there's nothing but ashes, there's nothing you can do with the ashes. And only God can burst something out of those ashes. Some of you may say, well, you don't understand. It's just too late for me. Beloved, with God, it's never too late. It's never too late. As long as you're here and have breath in your body, it's never too late. I've seen in the Bible, I read in the Bible, I've heard in the Bible where Jesus would go and interrupt funeral services and where the people thought that their loved one was dead, the God of resurrection would bring them back to life. You see. For he said, I am the resurrection, the truth, and the life. See, there's nothing what I'm trying to say to you tonight, today, or this morning, beloved, too hard for our God, if you have faith in. If you have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up and be cast into the sea. And Jesus told his disciples, say, it will obey you. What Jesus was trying to tell them and what Jesus is trying to share us when we read that verse in the Bible, what Jesus is trying to show us that nothing God can't do when you have faith in him. Quit looking at your circumstances. I don't care how hard the wind may be blowing. Quit looking at your circumstances. I don't care how heavy the thunder may be roaring or the rain may be falling or the flood waters may be rising around you. Quit looking at your circumstances. Because if the weather is bad around you, you serve a God who say, peace, be still. If the flood waters are rising above your head like Peter was when he saw Jesus walking on the water and he asked, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And he began to get out the boat and he began to walk on the water. But when he began to look at the roaring wind and the waves, the Bible says he began to sink. The water was beginning to drown Peter. And Peter hollered, cried out, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached out his hand and saved Peter. So no matter where the flood waters may be at in your life, if you just have the faith to believe, the Lord can reach out his hand and save you. Or you may be like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed on through the crowd. She was making her way through the crowd. The Bible said, oh, if I just, she said it within her heart, oh, if I just may touch the hem of his garment. Now, if she was to touch the hem of his garment, that means she had to been low to the ground. So I could imagine, and I'm just only imagining this, because I can't touch the hem of his garment if I'm standing straight up. That means I got to get down. So I'm assuming that she maybe been on her knees and her hands crawling through the crowd because all she wanted to do was touch the hem of his garment. She said in her heart, she was making her way to the Lord, to Jesus. And she said, if I just touch his hem, I shall be made whole. All I got to do is just touch him. Why? Because she knows that he was the God of the possible. See, she had done already give up on man because she went, the Bible says she went to many doctors, and the doctors couldn't do nothing for her. But she turned her faith to the one. First, she had her faith in man. And man let her down. But then she turned her faith to God. And when she turned her faith to God, she locked on to God with her faith, and she wouldn't let go. Now, I could just imagine, even though she was crawling to him and touching him of his garment, I could imagine she was in some pain when she was doing that, but she kept on persisting to get to Jesus. Are you pressing on today? Are you pressing on with whatever situation in your life to get to God, to show God that your faith is strong in him? Faith that pleases God never gives up. Faith that pleases God is like a bulldog. And once it latches on to you, it don't want to let you go. And it's a simple way you do it. By believing in what the Word of God says. By trusting in, relying upon, remain steadfast to the Lord. His word and what he said in his word. Bible said, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? You read it in his word. You trust it day after day, night after night. No matter how long it takes, you trust God. And you don't let your faith waver. You don't let your faith move. You stay right there and you trust God. If anything, you get even stronger because every day that passes, you know you're getting closer and closer to your miracle. For some of you today may be your miracle. Tonight may be your miracle. This morning may be your miracle. You just have to trust in the Lord. Day by day, night by night, Abraham waited. And he waited. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief. But he waited. He waited. He knew that Hagar was not his wife, but Sarah was his wife. And he knew that God told him that your heir shall be from your loins. Well, in order for his heir to be from his loins, it had to come through him to his wife. Because that's who he was married to by God's standard. See? Oh, beloved, God is looking for faith today. Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith in the earth? That tells me right there that there's going to be many in the earth going to be lacking in faith. Because he's going to be looking for the faith that we're supposed to have. Here we are, we get up every day. God wakes us up. We put our clothes on. God give us the strength to do that. We're clothed in our right mind. God keeps us in our right mind. We go out our front doors and we look at the birds, hear the birds singing, and we look at the clouds and we look at the sun. God allow us to see these things. But yet we don't want to have faith in him. Have faith in God today. Trust in the Lord. Let your faith be strong in him and only in him. And no other. No matter what the enemy may try to say to you, your faith must be strong in God. Your faith must be grounded and rooted in the Word of God. The Bible. Remember, the Bible is the authoritative Word of God. That means the Bible has authority in this earth. Did you know that, beloved? Did you know that Bible that's sitting in your home, either on the desk or the table or in the drawer with all that dust around it? Has authority in this earth, authority over man, authority over kings, authority over presidents, authority over governors, authority over mayors, authority over city councilmen, authority over policemen, authority over judges, authority over lawyers. Did you know that? Authority over the military. God's word has authority in this earth. See, God didn't leave us alone. He left his word. Oh, my Lord. He left his word that give us that authority. The Bible tells me that in the Gospels, when Jesus was teaching in the temple, when he was a young man growing up, and he was teaching them in the temple, and they would marvel at him, because the Bible says he was teaching them as one having authority. My Lord. Now here was Jesus, having been baptized yet by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit without measure, but he was teaching them the Word of God. The Word of God has authority in the earth. That's why the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Because anytime you and I pray a prayer of the Word of God, and we seal that prayer in Jesus' name, oh, my Lord, look out. Look out. Look out. Things got to happen. I said things got to happen. Things got to happen in your life, because you now are releasing the authority of the Word from out of you into the atmosphere to allow those things to come to pass in your life. You're not releasing the Word of God into the atmosphere for God to be blessed by it. You're releasing the Word of God out of you for you to be blessed by it. It's His Word. And His Word will bless you if you just trust the Word of God and believe the Word of God like Abram did. And it will come to pass. It will come to pass in your life. I said it will come to pass in your life. You know, there's many mothers and grandmothers who are now home with the Lord. The Bible said to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. But before they left this earth, many of them have prayed for their sons and their daughters, for their grandsons and their granddaughters. Many of them have prayed for them that they may come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and live for Him. And some of them, before they left this earth, because they prayed and did not waver in their faith, saw some of their loved ones come to Christ. And some of them, after they were gone from this earth, their loved ones came to Christ. Yeah, you say, but yeah, but they weren't here to see it. But they prayed it in this atmosphere. And whatever you pray in this atmosphere, if you believe and shall not doubt, it will come to pass. Beloved, Abram didn't see all the descendants as God told him to look up and number the stars or number the sand at the seashore. So shall your descendants be. Abraham did not see all of them. But because he believed God and he prayed the prayer, it was in the atmosphere. And because the Word of God is in the atmosphere, whatever we pray, it shall come to pass. The Bible says it like this: if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we have the petitions that we ask of Him. You hear that, beloved? Don't let the devil tell you that your prayers don't mean a thing. That's a lie from the devil, and the truth is not in him. The word of God is not a lie. The word of God is truth. And it's power in the Holy Ghost. And when you and I speak it, we're speaking that power in the Holy Ghost in the atmosphere. And all we have to do is have the faith to believe that what we speak out, because God is everywhere, when we speak it out and we believe it and faint not, we have those blessings. You see, beloved, we have those blessings from what we ask. If we ask anything according to his will. Having faith in God. And when God speaks blessings into your life, when God speaks blessings into my life, oh, we can reach out and rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because guess what, beloved? If it didn't happen yesterday, it might happen today. And today, if it doesn't happen, it may happen tomorrow. But guess what, beloved? It's going to happen. If I faint not. If I wait on the Lord and in the power of his might. Wait on him. Wait on him, my brother. Wait on him, my sister. Trust in what he's spoken into your spirit, into your heart. What you have read in his word, and it leaped off the pages into your spirit. Trust that, because it's power. And confess it with your mouth. Confess that blessing with your mouth. Proverbs say, death and life is in the power of the tongue. 18:21, confess it today. If God say you heal, say, Lord, I thank you for my healing, I'm healed. If God say you supply your every need, Lord, I thank you that all my needs are met. And I have plenty in abundance, not only for me and my family, but to give to others. Lord, I thank you that I owe no man anything but to love him. I thank you that all my needs are met, all my debt is paid. You don't think God can do that, beloved? You don't know God. Because God, he's a good God. He's a good God. Yeah, but you don't know. Sometimes I got this addiction that I can't get rid of. God is a good God. Remember, I said it earlier. He can birth something out of nothing. That addiction is not your God. That addiction is something that's trying to control you because you are allowing it to stay in your life. But when you turn to the living God, he will take cigarettes out of your mouth. He will take alcohol out of your mouth. He will take any type of narcotics out of your mouth. If you just trust him. I'm a living witness. He done it for me. And I know many, many others that he delivered them from one addiction to another. And it wasn't no type of addiction where he delivered you from it and you go back to it. When God delivers you from it, you delivered, my brother, my sister. When God heals you, you heal. When God saves you, you are saved. When God does it. But you got to have faith to believe. You got to have faith to trust. You got to have faith to walk with. In him. This is the type of faith that pleases God. A faith that's not going up and down on a Richter scale. but a faith that's rejoicing highly in him, regardless of what the circumstance looked like. The faith that's lifting him up and glorifying him and magnifying his holy name. Holy, holy, holy is you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. See? You're praising him because he is perfection. There's no weakness in him. He is a strong tower. He is the mighty rock. He is a mighty God. Faith that pleases God is all you need. You see? See, when faith is in motion, it brings peace. When your faith is moving in God, your spirit becomes peaceful. You hear that, beloved? Regardless of what the circumstance around you say, if your faith is in God, it will bring peace to you, even though that circumstance is all around you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had peace in that fire. They were in the fire that was seven times hotter than it normally would be. And they had peace in this fire because their faith was in a holy God. When Daniel was in the lion's den, lions that probably was vicious and hungry for something to eat, Daniel had peace in the lion's den, no matter what they're saying about you. Your spirit will be moving in peace. Why? Because the Prince of Peace is with you. His very presence is with you in your faith. When you're operating in strong faith, he shows up and he manifests. Paul says over there in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You hear that, beloved? He fills you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God will fill you with joy and peace as long as you believe in what he can do. And you're not looking at the circumstances or the situation, but you're believing in him. God Almighty, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah our eternal God. When you're believing in him, he will give you joy and peace in the midst of the storm. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, let your faith be built tonight by hearing and hearing of the word of God. If your faith has taken a dive, lift yourself up and glorify him who is worthy of all glory and worthy of all praise and worthy of all honor. Lift yourself up and sing praises and glory and honor unto him for allowing you to receive from him, from his word, which has authority in this earth. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. And give him the praise. Now and forevermore. Love on your heavenly Father as he loves you each and every day. Tell him all about your situation. as he already know about your situation. And let him know that you're going to trust him. No matter what it looks like, sound like, or feel like, you're going to trust him. And let your faith stand right there. Let your faith be built up right there. Let nothing, no one, move you from that spot. And you give God the glory. This is true faith. And this is the faith that pleases God. Walk in it. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful experience. It's wonderful. I'm going to tell you right now, it's wonderful. I'm steady growing in it. I haven't reached full capacity, but I'm growing in it because the Holy Spirit is showing me. The Holy Spirit is leading me. The Holy Spirit is guiding me. And I'm getting stronger and stronger and stronger in that faith walk. It's an awesome place to be when you know you're walking by faith and not by sight. Beloved, let me say this before I close. When you're walking by faith and not by sight, you can think of a need in your life. You ain't even got to say nothing to God about it sometimes. You can think of a need in your life, and God will meet that need. Beloved, I'm telling you what I know. The Bible says it like this. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. He would do it for you because I know he's done it for many others and he's done it for me. All I do was just, there was things I just thought about, the solution, the answer. And God touched someone. Oh, God, manifest that thing in my life for it to come to me. I'm telling you what I know. Because he is a good God. He is a loving Father. And he watches over us day and night to perform his goodness in our lives. But our faith got to line up with him. I can't be walking in faith and have hatred for my brother or my sister. God, no. God is not pleased with that. God is not satisfied with that. The Bible says faith worketh by love. See? And if I find myself getting a little angry with my brothers and my sisters, without a cause, I have to repent. Father, forgive me for feeling that way towards them. In Jesus Christ's name. But I'm right back on my faith walk. I'm right back on my faith walk. Because if I don't repent, I'm going to leave that door open, and guess who's going to come in? John 10:10. Jesus said, a thief coming nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. And I do not want to leave no door open where he can come through. Because of something I've done. So I watch my walk carefully. And when it's time for me to repent, I repent. And I move on in my faith walk. Because faith worketh by love. And it works in every area of our life. Hear me today, my brothers and my sisters. bought with a price. You've been washed in his blood. You are the redeemed of the Lord that's here on this earth with power from on high in your mouth. And all you have to do is speak it out in the atmosphere and believe it in your heart. And watch the peace of God will guide you into that blessing that you've spoken. Because God's peace is constantly moving. God's spirit is constantly moving. The Holy Spirit is constantly moving in this earth. It's in the atmosphere that your words remain. And the power of death and life is in your mouth. My beloved brothers and sisters, I pray today that something was said that was and will be, and you will begin to put this in practice from this point on, even focus on it and leave it a little bit more better than you was focusing on it in the past. You will begin to meditate on what I've said today and go back and listen to this message over and over and over again, because this message will help you in your faith walk. Faith that pleases God is all you need. For if God be for you, who can be against you? That's all you need. That's all you need. I pray this was a blessing to you today, my brothers and my sisters, and I know it was a blessing to me, because truly it builds my faith. And I pray that it will build your faith as well. And for those of you who may have listened to this message for the first time or never even listened to a message of God, you haven't even thought about God in your life, but God has led you to this channel to listen to this. And if tonight or today or this morning, if you want to give your life to Christ, it's simple. For the Bible says, and we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And God raised him on the third day, we shall be saved. And today, if you just preach this simple prayer with me, just say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. And I believe he died for me. And on the third day, you raised him from the dead. And now he's seated at your right hand. And I ask you right now to fill me with your Holy Spirit. Take full control of my life and guide me and lead me. And strengthen my faith to give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And beloved, if you say that simple prayer and you believe that in your heart and you confess that with your mouth, God heard your prayer. And the Bible says over there in Luke that the angels in heaven are rejoicing over one sinner that repent. So the angels are rejoicing on this day because you ask God to forgive you. Because they know that the God that you ask to forgive you is a God of perfection, and he's a holy God. So you can rejoice, and you watch God beginning to work in your life. And while the Holy Spirit come and fill you with his power, you will be beginning to see truths and things like you never saw them before. Oh, beloved, I'm excited with you today, and one day we're going to meet. It may not be on this side, but when we get to be with the Lord, we may meet if it's God's will. And we just want to thank you all today for being here on the radio with Walking in the Light Ministries. And we thank you for listening in on this message of faith that pleases God. And we will be back here again next Saturday at 7 p.m. As God laid messages upon my heart, I will begin to share them with you. And you use them. You study them. You receive them, and you walk in them. And you give God the glory. And watch how God blesses your life in ways that will blow your mind, and give him the glory. Go in peace on this day, beloved, and may God's richest blessings be yours until we meet again.